Ever feel like your local chamber of commerce is kind of, stuck in the past? Well, get ready for a shakeup because today we're diving deep into how digital tools are giving these community pillars a serious upgrade.
It's about time, right?
Right. And we're zeroing in on a company that's leading the charge, Thrive Local OC. They're all about making it easier for chambers to not just survive, but actually thrive in our digital world. So, like, what's the big deal here? Why is going digital so crucial for these organizations?
It's huge. Think about it. For a lot of businesses, especially the smaller guys, the chamber is their online presence. If the chamber's website looks like it was built in the Stone Age, that reflects on them.
It's like the digital front porch of the local business community. Yeah, sure. You want it to be welcoming. So how's Thrive Local OC helping with this? I saw they have something called Video Connect.
Yeah, Video Connect is big.
Is it really as simple as it sounds? Like, chambers can create and share video content straight from their phones.
Pretty much. And that's key. These days, video isn't just some fancy add-on, it's essential. Think about it. Would you rather scroll through a massive wall of text online or watch a quick, engaging video?
Video every time. It's just easier to take in.
Exactly. And Thrive Local OC gets that. They're not just pushing tech for the sake of it. They actually say this tool, Video Connect, can help chambers tell their community stories better, highlight local achievements, all that good stuff.
It's about making those stories come alive.
Oh, exactly. It plays into that whole thing about hyper-local content. People are hungry for authentic stories about their communities, the businesses, and people that make them special. And when a chamber can tell those stories through video, boom, instant connection. Much more powerful than, like, a boring old newsletter.
For sure. So it's not just about looking modern. It's about connecting with people in a way that feels real.
Exactly.
And speaking of modernizing, I was also interested in Thrive Local OC's focus on digital memberships with mobile wallets. No more digging through your wallet for that little card.
Right. Convenience is king. But the really cool part is the data side of things.
Oh, how so?
Well, imagine a chamber member who always goes to events about, say, sustainable business practices. With digital memberships, the chamber can see that data. They can recommend similar events, maybe even connect them with relevant resources from other organizations. It's all about personalization.
Makes sense. And you know what else screams personalization? This whole AI chatbot thing. I've heard the buzz, but how would that even work for a chamber of commerce?
Picture this. It's 9 p.m. and a new business owner has a quick question about their membership benefits. Now, they could wait until the next day to call the chamber, or they could get an instant answer from AI chatbot on the chamber's website. It's about being there for your members 24/7, making them feel heard and supported.
It's like a digital concierge. Always on call. So are we saying that all these tools are about making chambers more, I don't know, accessible, engaging?
Absolutely. Thrive Local OC even talks about helping chambers become digital leaders within their communities.
Digital leaders, huh? What does that even mean?
It's about showing that they're forward-thinking, relevant in today's tech-driven world. By embracing these digital tools, chambers can attract younger entrepreneurs, tech-savvy businesses.
It creates a buzz, right? Shows they're not stuck in the past.
Exactly. And that attracts a more vibrant, connected community.
This is really making me rethink what a chamber of commerce can be. It's not just about networking events and ribbon-cutting ceremonies anymore. It's about using technology to make those connections stronger, tell those local stories in a way that actually resonates today.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a really exciting time for chambers that are willing to embrace the change.
It really is.
Yeah.
So next time you're wondering what your local chamber is up to, don't just drive by. Check out their website, their social media. They might just surprise you. Maybe they're already using some of these cool tools to build a more connected, more prosperous community. And honestly, that's something worth paying attention to, don't you think?
100%. It's the future, right there in your backyard.